It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 to 98.5, mypigradio.com. Trying to love two women. Oak Ridge Boys.
One's enough.
So, hey, we got Miss Robin Dixon in here with us.
She is with the Genoa Central after prom celebration that they are putting together to have a safe but fun outlet for the juniors and seniors after the prom, right?
Well, got a whole neat little reasoning behind it.
Tell us about it.
Definitely. You know, 53% of all students that attended prom as of last year stated that they went out and drank after prom and they drove. And that doesn't mix.
No.
We all know that. So we're trying to stomp out this stigma of kids going out and just making this decision to go drink or do other terrible things. And so we want to provide them with a place that's better than what they've been offered. You know, some kid comes around and says, hey, we've got this great party going. You need to come out. We're going to have a keg. We're going to have this and that. And we want to make our party more enticing. And so that's what we do. We make it, you know, like this year it's bougie in Vegas. We make it bougie and cool, and that's what we're doing. And we want to encourage that. Save lives, keep kids from going out and making mistakes.
Right. So and that's a big deal. I mean, especially for some of the rural school districts, you know. I mean, like Genoa, Sims, you know, these out in the country, pasture parties is
right.
What we referred to them back in my day. But you know, to try to get away from that, so that you're going to have the whole, you know, photo booths and refreshments and the decorations. You've got a great venue lined up. Tell us about some of the people that have made this possible.
Well, we have a whole, I mean, it would take me all day to explain to everybody. We've just had so many wonderful people and businesses, you know, reach out to us. But we've had Leadwell is helping us out. We've had donations of televisions and Four States Electrical Contracting. We've had lots of folks. My goodness, right off the top of my head here, Chicken Express is allowing us to do a fundraiser tonight, as a matter of fact.
Now tell us exactly about that.
Well, we're going to be there from 6 to 8 at Chicken Express on Arkansas Boulevard.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to see some of our students. So you're going to get to see who you're helping to encourage to keep them out of that pasture and away from that party. And you're going to get to meet some of them. And we're going to be out there. We're going to be a little cold. But we're going to be out there waving some signs around, being friendly and meeting some folks. And if you just drive through there and say, hey, you know, I'm here to support Genoa Central after prom, they're going to donate so graciously a portion, a little percentage of what we get off of your meal. So, you know, like I said earlier in the week, winner, winner, chicken dinner. We win double on that.
Yeah.
You get your chicken dinner and we get a little percentage. And that is, I think that's wonderful.
And if there's any other restaurants out there that hear about this and would like to do the same thing, you'd certainly love to hear from them, right?
Yes. Yes. We would never turn down any help. I've said it before. If it's nothing more than just saying, hey, I really don't have anything that I can give you as far as money or prizes, but I can come and volunteer, stand at the door and take tickets or, you know, whatever, we would be more than happy for the help.
You said you're going to have a DJ and all kinds of stuff. They'd be able to dance and stuff at this.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to have fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, we're, you know, bougie in Vegas. I mean, we're going to really live up to the name of that and make things wonderful for all the kids that come and their dates. You know, it's just going to be, you know, without the alcohol.
We got Robin Dixon from Genoa Central after prom party. Wait a minute. I got a question for her.
I got to point this out first.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You were one of the moderators of Cheers and Jeers for like what?
Yes, I was.
For how long?
About 2 years.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was a different experience.
I just remembered that.
Sure.
It just struck him.
I just remembered that, yeah.
Your brain is really in high speed.
There's been a bunch of moderators through the years. I just, you know.
Well, I just wanted to ask Miss Robin, on the way in from Genoa, did she run across any dense fog out there?
I actually did.
I was just trying to be conversational. I bring up
first thing on the radio is when you go, JW, dense fog advisory. And I was like, you figured that out when you opened the door, did you?
The reason that it stood out was because, you know, it was foggy. But then you hit a spot where it was like, you know, I had to turn my wipers on. What point do you just say, well, this is drizzle? That's fog. This is drizzle. I was just curious.
Oh.
I was going to ask a weather question, but instead my ignorance was
Well, that's right. It was ignorance. It wasn't stupid. It was ignorance.
That's right.
There's a difference.
Explain that, JW. Yeah.
Do you know this, don't you? It's okay to tell somebody they're ignorant if they are.
They might not like it.
Yeah, they may not like it, but don't call them stupid. Ignorant means you don't know the facts.
Right.
You're ignorant.
Big difference.
Like
there.
How to fix an air conditioning unit.
I am ignorant to brain surgery.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, I agree.
But
there's
if I just do
difference.
Something stupid, I'm stupid. So it's okay to call somebody ignorant. Don't call them stupid.
What if they're stupid?
Well, then you call them stupid.
And I might tuck that in my pocket.
Yeah,
keep that to myself.
When is the prom this year, by the way?
It'll be at the end, toward the end of March.
Okay.
I believe around the 21st. Uh-huh. I should know the date.
Okay.
I'm terrible.
It's okay.
Not knowing the date.
Sometime in late March.
Yeah, sometime in late March. We've kind of toyed around with what the best date would be. But yeah, it'll be towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to take, because in 6 days it's Groundhog's Day. So that would
we're almost there.
Yeah. And then you got Valentine's Day on.
Yeah.
You know, so hard to pick these dates.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
All right. So
you
we got
a game?
We do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's play a game.
I pulled up a yes or BS.
All right, session. That'll be good.
Okay.
So basically, it's just something. These are just things.
It's a
some
statement.
Of
some of
them
are actual.
Some of them are actual
not.
Facts, but a lot of them I just kind of
made up. Barbara Streisand.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Barbara Streisand. That's his for BS.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh fudge.
Yeah. Old Barbara
All right, so
Streisand.
So less than 3% of films released by Hollywood are G-rated.
I'm gonna say yes to that.
Yes or BS, JW.
Less than
3% of films released by Hollywood are G-rated.
I'll say BS.
It's yes.
Okay. I was just trying to be different.
Do you have an ink pen where I can keep up with your losing score?
You've got one in your hand. Why do you need one?
Because I don't think it... Oh, need, this one does right. Okay.
We need it in print.
Yeah. Robin. J-O-U, yeah,
Robin. She's ahead 1-0 right now. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Okay, because we got our old men in the coffee, right? Old men dog
uh-huh,
coffee.
Uh-huh.
Apples are more effective and efficient than caffeine at waking you up in the morning. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say yes on that one, too.
I'm going to go with Miss Robin. She seems knowledgeable.
She's still one ahead, but
okay.
You're both correct on that. Yes, it's true. Apples are more effective. All right, a cat spins about 30% of its life chasing mice and birds.
I'm going to say that's BS.
I'm going to say it's true.
Yeah, it's BS.
Okay.
JW.
Well, how much percent does it, does it say?
Hold on, I'm getting there. A cat spends 30% of its life grooming itself.
Oh, well,
yes.
Yeah.
Bigger fish to fry
that
there.
And sleeping.
Yeah, and sleeping. All right. Let's help JW out here because we're at 3-1 right now. All right. So, JW, the Sterling Silver football on the Vince Lombardi Trophy, Super Bowl trophy, is 2/3 the size of a regulation football. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say that that's BS.
You're going to say BS?
Yep.
I'm going to say, I got to catch up, so I'm going to say it's true.
It's BS.
I just did that.
It's exactly the same size.
Oh, okay.
Of a,
well, you never know.
Of a regulation.
At that point, I had to go the other way just to try to catch
I'm just going
to
go out on a limb here and say I know nothing about sports.
Well,
so
I've never worried
really
about
bad.
What the size of the football
right,
on the trophy.
Right now, we're 4-1.
If
should
it was
there
a
be
real
some sort of
question, I could have aced it.
Is there is there some point where we have like you know we call it on mercy?
Just ask one more question.
One more question. All right.
Robin is obviously smart.
By the age of 50,
yeah.
1/4 of the guys in the U.S. snore. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say yes on that.
I'll go along, but it should be higher. But I'll go with it.
You're going to go with yes, knowing that it should be higher.
Okay, I'm going to go. No, that's BS.
Okay. Good.
I knew it should be higher.
It's BS.
All these old people over 50 snore.
It's half. Yeah. It's half, 50%.
Yeah.
Of,
and the other 50% probably do, just nobody tells them.
Yeah, 50%.
Yeah,
by the age of 50, 50% of men snore.
Yeah.
So that's just...
That's just a fact of life.
That's right. It's bad around here around 11:15 when you and I kick off.
Yeah, get a nap going on.
It sounds like an echo because you're down on this end of the hall. I'm usually up there.
Yeah, yeah.
We got that going. Miss Robin, thank you so much for coming in and being
thank
a part
y'all
of
for
our
having
show.
Me.
Once again, what is the number to get a hold of you in case they want to help out or the
you
Facebook?
You can call me personally at 903-506-2832, or you can reach us on Facebook. It's the Genoa Central After Prom Committee. You could just send us a message. I'm not sure if they'll allow you to post anything, but please do send us a message, and or you can text or call me.
Help them out so they'll have a fun, safe way to enjoy the after prom.
Thank you so much.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and Sometimes a Dog Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and Sometimes a Dog.